Okay. So in this verse, Kosheshu Panchasu. Kosheshu Panchasu. Panchasu Kosheshu. Adhirajamana Pratideha Geham Adhirajamana Buddhi Bhavani means Buddhi itself. What is Buddhi? The intellect. What is intellect here? The capacity to know. Okay. The Jnana Shakti. The power of, the knowing power of the reality. You know, of Buddhi here. Itself is what? Presiding deity shining among those five layers of personality. That itself is what? Distinct from the rest of the layers of personality. Isn't it? Now, what about the witness Sakshi Shivaha? The Shivaha, the witness of Bhavani in the form of Buddhi, is distinct from the Buddhi. Got it now what I'm saying? Means definitely this witness of Buddhi is not the Buddhi, not any of those five layers of personality. Distinct. So now what happens? The identity with the Buddhi. The Buddhi, the manifesting medium, which is mind otherwise, you can say, well, the identity is there, antahkaran, isn't it? I sense manifesting in the Buddhi, unfortunately, because of the inseparableness, the closeness, the closest proximity, isn't it? What happens? Identified with the mind, Buddhi. Identified with the Buddhi, what happens now? Immediately, the object of knowledge, object of Buddhi becomes what? Real. The object which is not real is mistaken to be real because of the identity with the Buddhi. Instead of identifying the I sense with the Buddhi, you distinguish the I sense, distinguish it as the witness. Is it? Distinguish the I as pure awareness, as a witness of the Buddhi, then withdrawing the attention, withdrawing is what is withdrawing. Distinguishing the witness being distinct from the witnessed is what? Not having identity with the witnessed mind. Isn't it? Not identifying the witness with the witnessed intellect, distinguishing it. Who is that witness there? Isn't it? The I refers to the witness only, not the witnessed intellect. Distinguishing it. Not identified means the object of the thought being mithya will be very clear. Why the world is mistaken to be real by all of us? Because of the identity with the mind. It is the identity with the mind contributes to what? Identity with all panchakoshas. Thereby what happens? Isolation. Thereby we see the differences also. I am different from you are different from me, all of us are different from each other. This isolation, difference, the differences and divisions are perceived because of the identity with the mind. And then seeing the object of thought, object of mind as real. Contributes for mistaking the perceived duality to be real. Now here what the shloka says, no, I am the witness. I am that city of Kashi who am ever of my own form of awareness. I'm the witness distinct from the witnessed mind. Means you can see then the standpoint of reality awareness, you can see anything perceived as object is what? Being not real, mithya. Because it has no independent existence at all. It exists where? Only in the awareness, the light of awareness. Just as opaque thing shines, the way enjoys the status of being existent in the light of the presence of the light, So also, in the light of consciousness, which is there of existence of every known object, the known object shines. The known shines as the shine, known, having the status of being existent, being the known, okay, in the light of the knower consciousness. Got it? Does it make sense? My sentence is clear? Yeah. Sometimes I'm 100% sure my sentence is grammatically correct. But still, whether in the way it has to put in, because it's something which we do differently, isn't it? So it may sound, oh, that's why I make sure that you understand it. Okay. Kosheshu, kosheshu panchasvadhirajamana buddhirbhavani pratideha geham sakshi shiva sarvagatontaratma sakashikaham nijabodharupa. See, bodharupam, bodaha rupam yasyaha sa bodharupa. Bodaha, pure knowledge, pure awareness, pure consciousness is the form of whom she is bodharupa. And the pure consciousness is the form in which the reality obtains, means that that belongs only to the reality. The knowledge is the sarupa of knowledge belongs to what? The reality only. It is reality which alone is of the nature of knowing. That's why nija. Nija means its own, one's own. When you say, I, aham sakashi, sa nijabodharupa kashi aham, that kashi, the city of Kashi, I am the city of Kashi, who am ever of the unique, my own form of nature of pure awareness, consciousness. So here, you really cognitively are shifting the essence as the knower, isn't it? From the known antakkan. See, objectifying the mind is the most difficult thing. You can, being objective means what? How can you be objective? Being objective does not involve nothing physical here, isn't it? I'm very objective means. I'm objective towards other bodies, I'm objective towards other objects. I'm objective towards the rest of the world. There is no problem. I'm objective towards that. Means I'm objective towards that chair, that table, this computer. Means what? I do not mistake the table or object things to be myself. I'm objective towards it means I distinguish myself from that. What is known, what is seen, what is perceived. But am I objective towards my body? I have very strong identity with the body. Dehe atma buddhihi means what? Dehaha aham iti buddhihi. Dehe atma buddhihi. The notion that I am the body is dehatma buddhi. The dehatma buddhi means what? Why dehatma buddhi? Because indriyeshu atma buddhihi. Karmendriyeshu atma buddhi, Jnanendriyeshu atma buddhi, Manasi atma buddhi, Buddha atma buddhi, Ahankare, understand now? Even Chitte atma buddhi. The I sense is there in every anatma aspect of individual. So here, that's why now buddhi itself is what? Buddhi is among the five layers of personality. Buddhi itself is what? Shining distinctly as a presiding, okay, devata. Why? Because the knowledge, in the knowledge alone, rest of the objects, rest of the body, mind, rest of the four koshas shine where? In the knowledge only. Isn't it? There must be knowledge first. There must be manifestation of knowledge. Knowledge of what? Manifestation of knowledge of what? of existence. Manifestation is of the knowledge, knowledge of the existence. Manifestation of what? Manifestation of knowledge. And the knowledge is of what? Existence. That must be there. Understand? That is what first rises. And for that, aham asmi, I am. So why I have to repeat so many times here, this I am is very important for it. Said, upadaneka sharanaha vedantinaha. All the Vedanta students have now surrendered to this one important aspect, aham. Without analyzing, understanding this aham, there's no way of stumbling upon the truth. That's where Ramana Maharishi says, ask who am I? But there, not simply asking who am I, simply asking the question will not give an answer. It has to be unfolded, isn't it? Of course, what he means is, distinguished is aham. Because aham asmi must be there, only then idam asti is possible. There's no possibility of having the knowledge of the existence of the world without having the knowledge of the existence of the self. If you do not know you are, how can you know the world is? I don't know whether I'm here or not, but I know the world is. Can you say that? Can you ever say that? See, the very subtle teaching. It is not something, it may sound, what are they talking? Is it very important at all? So many important things are there to fight about. Don't think it is the most important teaching, because nothing can make you sharper than, you know, there's nothing which is greater than knowing this. This is the absolute wisdom. This is the wisdom, isn't it? There can never be the knowledge of the existence of the world without the knowledge of the existence of the self. And this knowledge of the existence of the self and the world, the self is what? The awareness. Existence, the world is what? The matter. Consciousness and matter. Idam shabdartha. Idam taya suchyamanam. That which is denoted by idam, known, matter. That which is denoted by knower, I, the consciousness. Isn't it? Consciousness and matter. Aham idam. Two pronouns. And all the pronouns and all the words become reduced to one word, idam. Countless number of words. Understand? Idam. That's why one of the names of Bhagavan is Indraha. See, Indraha means Devendra, the Lord of Devas, we say. But why Bhagavan also called Indraha? No, why? Idam taya drishyate iti anena iti Indraha. The one by whom everything else is seen, known as this. Nice, isn't it? Isha is called Indraha. The only knower of everything as this. Indraha. So here, I am the knowledge of self-existence, in existence, knowledge of the existence of the self must be there for knowledge of the existence of the world to be there. The knowledge of the existence of the world must be there for the world to be there as though. If there's no knowledge of the existence of the world, world is. The knowledge of the existence of the world is not, the world is as though not there. The knowledge is, the world is as though. Knowledge is not, the world as though not. Understand? That's why we say, what a huge jagat. Inexplicably vast cosmos will lose its status of being existent if the knowledge does not rise. What is the trice knowledge? If there is no manifestation of knowledge in terms of the exist knowledge of the existence of the world in terms of this is, the world is not. So where does the world shine? The knowledge is manifest, world shines. Knowledge is not there, world doesn't shine. Knowledge is not there, what is there? Ignorance. Where is the world? The world remains covered in darkness of ignorance. So for this knowledge, the world is to be there. Okay, the knowledge of the existence of the world to be there, to rise. Before that, I am must be there. I am there before the Jagat. Understand? The knowledge of the existence of the self must be there in terms of I am. For this is, inverted quote, okay, to be, I am must be there. So I am comes first. This is comes later. So if I am not there, this is also not there. Where does the world shine? The whole Jagat shines in the light of knowledge. What is that knowledge? Manifest knowledge. Understand? For the knowledge to manifest and to bring the world to light, there must be source of manifestation, which is pure knowledge. That pure knowledge, the source of manifestation of knowledge is what? Kashika. I am essentially Kashika. Is it clear? I'm repeating it. Very, very important lesson this is. That is why we say the light is opaque and shine. Knowledge of the existence of the self is simultaneous knowledge of the existence of the world is world shines. The knowledge becomes unmanifest. There's no knowledge means what? There's ignorance means the power of not knowing remains unmanifest as in the form of ignorance. World disappears. Is this world? The world has never independent existence. It doesn't have consciousness of its own, doesn't have light of its own, it doesn't have sentience of its own, it can never reveal its existence by itself. It doesn't have the capacity to reveal its existence by itself. So it doesn't have the capacity to reveal its existence by itself means, and where's the question of this revealing the Atma? That's why the known will always be the known, known will always be the knower. You must be very clear. Knower means it is the abstract formless reality. And knowing, why do you call the reality knower? Because it knows. The verb knows, K-N-O-W-S, knows, does not denote an action. It denotes the swarupa, nature. In Tamil, we say beautifully, arivadal arivu. Because it knows its knowledge. Understand? That is why even though the source of manifestation is completely different, the knower is, knower has nothing to do with the known. The knower is implied by the term Atma, is ever of the nature of consciousness. The known is ever of the nature of inertness. They're diagonally opposite. They are not one. Knower consciousness, the known inert matter, never one. But they are not two also. Why? Because if the known can exist independently without the knower, the known can be counted as a parallel, something, second thing. It cannot be counted. It doesn't have the countability as second thing. Because it's no independent existence. That is why it is The light is in the form of existence. What is that which lends existence to this opaque thing? Light does not create the opaque thing. Light does not do anything. Light has nothing to do with the opaque thing. But light, by its mere presence, by its very nature, lends existence, brings by bringing it to light. Therefore, light is the existence of the opaque thing. Similarly, it is the knowledge which is the existence. So, existence of anything in the world presupposes knowledge. The existence of anything and everything presupposes what? Knowledge. Knowledge is, existence is. Knowledge is not, ignorance is. Ignorance is, existence is lost. As though lost, isn't it? That's why we say it loses the status of being existent. I say it exists, but it's as well as non-existent. Why? It's not available for any experience, enjoyment, interaction. Understand? It's what you say? Advaita. Not one, not two, not dvaitam. The word advaitam. The two orders of the same reality, satyam and mithya. But still, what is absolutely there then? This is something called badhayam samanadhikaranyam. The two things, let me make it very clear. See, if I say, illuminator is light, when I say, you're equating illuminator of this mic, illuminator of this table, illuminator of the door, illuminator of every color, all the colors, illuminator of every opaque body is what? The illumined are so many. How many illuminators are there? Only illuminator. Isn't it? But still I can say what? Illuminator 1, illuminator 2, illuminator 3. In keeping with the number of the illumined objects, I can say there's so many, as though there are many illuminators. There's only one illuminator. And the illuminator also is a temporary qualification attributed to the light from the standpoint of the illumined objects. Understand? Similarly, the knower is only one. The minds in which the knower obtains as the content of I is what? As the meaning of the word I is? Only one. Okay, now let me tell you. So knower is, illuminator is light when you say, please listen to me. Illuminator is light means, I am the knower, okay? The knower is consciousness. But I am consciousness means, the knower is equated to what? Consciousness, isn't it? Abstract reality. The knower is equated to abstract, formless reality, consciousness. So this is every knower obtaining in every mind is what? Only knower. This is what? Jiva Ishvara Swarupam, we say. First we can see knower is consciousness, isn't it? This is resolving the Jiva Swarupam, resolving I sense in its Swarupam. We say it is Samanadhikaranyam. Then for the knower and for the illuminator, the light, the locus is what? Isn't it light? Knower is light. Light is light. Same. Adhikaranyam is the same. The knower has no locus outside of the light. Whereas the when is illuminator can be equated to light. Simple, easy. But now opaque is light. How can you say opaque is light? Opaque is completely different. Yes, this is called badhayam samanadhikaranyam. Understand? Why? Because This opaque can never have independent existence of its outside of the light. Therefore, what do we say? The existence enjoyed by the opaque is always the light only. Therefore, opaque is never counted as a second thing other than the light. Every opaque thing is reflection of the light. Light alone is shining in the form of opaque thing. What is this opaque? Light. Reflection of light. Table, reflection of light. Computer, reflection of light. Hand, reflection of light. Color, reflection of light. This is reflection of light. What is it? Only reflections of the only light. There's no world of opaque things. In the same way, knower is consciousness. That is Aikya Samanadhikaranyam. But Jagat known is also consciousness. How can you say the known is consciousness? Known inert matter is consciousness. How can you say that? How can you equate matter to consciousness? The inert matter to consciousness. Yes, because the known material inert object has no independent existence. Existence enjoyed by every object is what? Consciousness. Consciousness alone is the existence enjoyed by every object. Therefore, every object is manifestation of consciousness. Just as every opaque thing is reflection of light, every material object is what? Manifestation of knowledge. Manifestations of only knowledge. Only reality. That's why when you look at the whole Jagat is what? Whole Jagat comes under the category of the known, which is inclusive of your body, mind, and complex is what? Manifestation of knowledge. Look at this manifestation of knowledge. How is it possible? Because of the power of knowing, becoming manifest. Bring the whole world like this. Now, the whole Jagat is manifestation of knowledge. Means you give Ishvara status to the reality. Look at everything as knowledge, Ishvara. The power of reality is manifest as knowledge of the existence of the self and the world. Then that is looked upon as Ishvara. That's why the whole world is what? Knowledge. You must see this, the whole Jagat is what now? Knowledge. Is it true or not? Tell me. The appreciation of the whole, everything which shines is knowledge is what? Appreciating Ishvara. Then you can say all that is here is Ishvara, which is Jnanam. I've unmuted the sentence that is there. When you say all that is here is Ishvara, means easy to say that. You must really understand this is what is knowledge. Stretch too much. You can say consciousness or awareness. It's only awareness. Unarvil olirum ulagam. Nice it is. The world which shines in the light of awareness, consciousness. When the world shines the light of consciousness, we call the consciousness as what? Manifest consciousness. Understand why? The consciousness, the abstract formless reality is recognizable, in terms of knowledge. Then it is manifest reality. When it is, there's no manifestation, the reality is, with this power, when there's no when there is ignorance of the existence, knowledge, ignorance of the existence of the knowledge, ignorance of the existence of the self and the world, what is not there? When there's ignorance, there's no knowledge means. We call Brahma pure or pure consciousness. The pure consciousness is non-recognizable. Pure consciousness is not available for recognition. The manifest, the reality manifest is knowledge of the existence of the self in the world is available for recognition. Is it clear? Is recognizable? Ishvara. Non-recognizable? Brahma. Manifest? Shiva. With the manifest power of Parvati. Lakshmi, isn't it? Lakshmi Narayana, Uma Maheshwara, Vani Hiranyagarbha. Whatever we say, what we say now. That's why this is beautifully explained. Ishvara concept is beautifully explained. That's why the abstract formless reality is a source of the knowing power, is looked upon as intelligent and efficient cause. The inseparable power of the reality, knowing power of the reality, is what? Material cause. The reality and its knowing power are inseparable. Just as fire and the heat are inseparable. That's why we say what? Upad nimitta karanam, upadana karanam. Abhinna. Inseparable. Abhinna nimitta upadana karanam. Brahma. Arishwara. One inseparable, intelligent, or the efficient, and material cause of the universe. So where is Ishvara now? When you see the whole world, you are seeing Ishvara, Shiva Shakti in the Hamata Jagat. Inseparability alone is personified as what? Abdhanar Ishvara. Half woman, half man. So, even if we do not know, there's a beautiful setup here. We do not know the carpenters who worked here. We have come here as new guests here. Who are the carpenters who worked here? Who made, prepared this? Who are the masons and the builders who worked here? We do not know. We don't know anything about it. But the people who worked. And the people who worked, we don't know. We don't see them through physical eyes. But what do we see here? Their knowledge, their skill. People who worked here, their knowledge and skill is manifest. Is available for recognition in the very work. That knowledge and skill, the people who created this is what? Is the intelligent cause. Of course, the wood, all these things are what? Material cause. In this creation called, this setup, this is a creation. It's a production. It's a creation. You see what? Can you separate the skill and the knowledge of the carpenters and the work, the people who worked in this? And the, what is here? Can you create, separate it? The whole, you see, the inseparable, intelligent, the material causes of this whole setup. In the same way, you cannot see Parvati Parameshwara through physical eyes. The intelligence, the knowledge, when everything that is here is what? ശിവ. അണ്ടർസ്റ്റാൻഡ്? And the whole objective universe is what? No, Parvati. They are not separable. So, abhinna, nimitta upadana karanam Ishwaraha, we say. If you understand this, all that is here is Ishwara. So, where are you now? Where are you? Are you there? Already you have resolved identity where? In Ishwara. Where is the Jagat? Ishwara. There is no I, there is no Idam, there is no Aham, there is only Ishwara. Who is Ishwara? Brahma. This is what is cognitive resolution of individuality in totality. You see yourself being non-separate from Ishvara. You are not separate from Ishvara, the whole. You will see yourself, see if the identity is with the mind, I, the knowledge of existence of the self in terms of I am, that I am is identified with the mind. I am the mind, okay? If you add the addition of mind, I am the mind, I am the body, isn't it? Identity is the mind, then finished. Immediately the object of thought becomes real and the divisions come, differences come. Isolation comes. Limitation becomes superimposed. Individuality comes. The identity is not there with the mind. Objectivity is there. Instead of having identity with the mind, if you're objective towards the mind, there is no real world, real object. Then there are no divisions, no differences. How can I resolve differences cognitively, shift the distinguished essence, okay, from this? Distinguish the aham from idam, I from this. Distinguish the knower from the known. Okay? Withdrawing and cognitively, I'm telling you, not physically, you cannot do anything. And be objective towards the mind. Observe the mind. Watch the mind. Being objective towards the mind is what? Being a witness of the mind is what? Is yoga. Understand? There's another yoga. And see, you see, you can see the world being really not there. Where is the difference? Where are the differences? You can physically never resolve differences. It's pure cognitive, purely cognitive. That's why subtle teaching, very subtle teaching, much subtler than the facts you understand in physics also. Because in understanding any much subtler facts within the realm of the material world, you are not involved there. Here, what is resolved is you. Ennayen nan tholaikkum, isn't it? That's what it says, called ahankara nasha. You are not really destroying, undoing. Physical destruction is not there. It's cognitive resolution is what? Ahankara nasha. That's why people, it's not, that's why nothing is, it's all that is needed is understanding. Okay. Sir, Shivaha Sakshi Buddhihi Parvati Bhavani. Now, next. Kashyam hi kashate kashi. Kashyam hi kashate kashi. Kashyam hi kashate kashi. काशते काशी काशी सर्व प्रकाशिका काशी सर्व प्रकाशिका सा काशी विदिता येन
काशी
विदिता येन तेन प्राप्ता हि काशिका न प्राप्ता हि काशिका. दिस फॉर कॉन्टेम्प्लेशन रियली. Kashi, only Kashi you're here on Kartika Somavasara. Kashyam hi kashate Kashi, Kashyam hi kashate Kashi, Kashi sarva prakashika, Kashi sarva prakashika, sa Kashi vidita yena. तेन प्राप्ता हि काशिका तेन प्राप्ता हि काशिका. सी ये लिटिल डिफरेंट मीनिंग. ओके, काशी इज अ सिटी, टेक इट एज अ सिटी नाउ. ओके, द टू वर्ड काशी काशी इज one word. Kashi means what? Swayam prakasha, self effulgent, abstract, formless reality, which is ever of the nature of consciousness. This Kashi. Another Kashi, we take it as a city. Okay, now that Kashi city, this whole body mind sense complex is what? Navadwara Puram, nine gated city, is also Kashi. Got it? Now simply, see, you heard it. The word Kashi here means two, gives two meanings. One meaning of the word Kashi is what? First Kashi is what? Let me tell you what, which is the Kashi. Okay. Kashyam kashate Kashi. Okay. Kashyam means what? In Kashi. Kashate shines. Kashyam kashate means what? In awareness shines. What shines in awareness? Kashi. That Kashi means that which shines, that in which the Kashi shines. Okay, that in which shines means that in which means what? The consciousness. The that which shines, not in which. That which shines is also what? Kashi. The Kashi stands for what? The body, mind, sense complex. Okay. So that self-effulgent reality, consciousness in which this body, mind, sense complex shines. That in which the entire objective universe, including the body, mind, sense complex shines. Kashi. That Kashi is what? Sarva Prakashika. All illumining consciousness. Sarva Prakashika means, Prakashika means illuminator. The only absolute illuminator of everything here is what? Sarva Prakashika. Sarva Prakashika Kashi. All illumining illuminator awareness in which this body, mind, sense complex, the objective universe, including the body, mind, and complex shines. Got it now? Why should you use that illumined world also as Kashi now? Because it's also knowledge. Now you understand must have become enhanced. The clarity must have enhanced. You already negate this mithya, isn't it? What is shining? That in which something shines is also Kashi. That which shines also is Kashi. The illumined shines. Illuminator shines. Understand? Illuminator shines as the illumining light. Illuminator shines as the illumining light. Illumined shines as the illumined. What is this? What only light that which shines is Kashi. Illumined also shines. Being illumined, illumined shines. Being the illuminator, illuminator shines. Therefore, illumined is also Kashi. Illuminator is also Kashi. To come to this shloka, you must understand all the three shlokas. If you have not understood other three shlokas, you can't understand what is said in this poem. Kashyam hi kashate kashi. Got it? Difficult to understand? Do you see the beauty of it? See, Kashi means that which shines. What is that which shines? One shines by independently. One shines dependently. Kashyam means in the illumining light of consciousness shines the illumined world of material forms, names and functions. Therefore, that illuminator is what? Sarvaprakashika, all illuminating. The only illuminator of the illumined and the illuminator. Isn't it? The knower is what? The knower of the known is the knower of the knower also. Who can know the knower? Knower of the known alone can know the knower also, isn't it? Who can be the knower? Knower of the known alone can be the knower of the knower, because knower is only one knower. Swayam prakashate, swayam janati. Understand? Anyate janati. That's why we had these two manifestations. What are? Knowledge of the existence of the self, knowledge of the existence of the world. Isn't it? The knowledge of the existence of the self means what? The knower of the knowledge of the existence of the self. The knower of the knowledge of the existence of the world. The knower of the known, the knower of the knower is only the knower. That's why it's a self-effulgent, self-revealing, self-shining. Is it confusing? Please feel free. Okay. Therefore, Kashyam hi kashate kashi, kashi sarva prakashikam. Kashi kashate. Okay. Kashi kashate means the illumined world which shines, shining. Where? In the illumining light of consciousness. Kashi kashate. Kashi means what? The shining world. The world is shining. Where? In the illuminated consciousness. Kashyam. One Kashyam is equal to light of consciousness. Kashi prakashate means what? The world shines. Body minus complex shines. Okay. Why? Because Kashi sarva prakashika, the only illuminator of the illuminator and the illumined. Knower of the knower, knower of the known is only one knower. Okay. And sa Kashi yena vidita, that Kashi, that self-effulgent, self-evident, self-revealing awareness, who understands? The one yaha, the yena vidita, that person by whom the Kashi has been, the self-effulgent, self-revealing, the knower consciousness has been understood. By that person, tena kashika prapta. That by that person, Kashi has been arrived at. Kashi has been reached. Kashi yatra is complete over for that person. What does it mean? You have discovered truth means you have reached Kashi. Kashi Yatra is over for that person. Let me stop here. I'll continue with this fourth verse. I'll explain tomorrow. Okay? But I'm not going to confuse anymore. Let me make it very clear. See, let us take this eyes. Okay? Eyes. The eyes, the seeing power in these two golakams, Chakshurindriyam. Seeing power obtaining in these physical parts is called Chakshurindriyam. It is Chakshurindriyam, okay, has what now? It is seer. See, don't take it. It is the see, sees. I see. Relatively, I'm saying, don't take absolutely. Eyes are the seers. Eyes are actually not subject of seeing, really speaking, okay? But now let us take it for example. I see the whole world. Everything I see. The entire world of objects which come under the category of the seen. See it? The seer is the eye. Right? Don't take it straight. Don't go too philosophically. Understand this much. The seer is the eyes, seeing power. And the seen is the object, world of objects. Seen world of objects, the seer eye. It sees everything eye sees. Now, what is the seer who sees the world? How does the seer eye look? How does the seer eye look? The seer eyes can see the whole world. Unfortunately, it cannot see itself. For the eyes to see themselves, eyes can see the whole world of objects. For the eyes to see themselves, eyes need what? Reflecting medium. Okay, we bring the mirror. Imagine eyes think, okay? This eye, the seeing power thinks, I see the whole world. How do I look? I want to see myself. Imagine, just imagination, okay? Okay, I cannot see myself. I know I can see. I know I see. But how do I look? I want to see myself. Then, okay, mirror is brought. Okay, come on. This is how you look. See, eyes world itself, both eyes, and sees. Now tell me, the reflection of the eyes is seen, isn't it? Who is the seer of the reflected eyes? Tell me. Seer of the seer is the eyes. Understand? Seer of the seer is the eyes. Seer of the seen is also eye only. Isn't it? The seeing power is the seer of the seer. Seer of the seen. Even if the mirror is brought, mirror can do the job of reflecting. Mirror cannot make the eyes. Understand? Mirror cannot reveal. Understand? Even then, eye alone has to see. This eye, the seeing power alone has to see. Okay? The seeing power, eyes see themselves. Understand, the seer can never become the seen. The seer has to see itself, himself, or herself, as what? Only the reflection of itself. Understand? Got it, what I'm saying? Similarly, it's only relative. Absolutely, there is no knower other than abstract formless reality. And it knows because knowing is the nature. Absolutely no worries, formless, abstract, subtlest. That is why Buddhists say void. Nothing is there, nothing is. Very brilliant people, without any pramanam, they arrived at Buddhists who Indian brain only now. That's why I didn't arrive at it. But with Shastra Pramanam is not there. They couldn't go behind that. Without Pramanam, they arrived at it. We are accepting Shastra Pramanam. But Lord of Dharma, that's why they were able to arrive at that far. Nothing as they said. No, because why? What is there is formless, abstract. That formless, abstract, which is there, when there is ignorance of the exist, knowledge, ignorance of the existence of the self and the world. Right now? When there is ignorance of the existence of the self and the world, knowing the ignorance, that which is there is abstract, formless reality. And that reality, you cannot, it has understood, arrived at only in terms of its nature. Why does it know? How does it know? It knows because knowing is this swarup. Therefore, we use the term what? Jnanam. Chit. Chitihi. Chaitanyam. What is it which is aware of the ignorance? What is that which is conscious of the ignorance? Isn't it? The knower of ignorance is knowledge. Pure knowledge. Why pure knowledge? No form, no object. It's not associated with any thought. Blankness of mind is no. Therefore, that pure knowledge is pure consciousness is what? The absolute knower. Understand? Now, here, what does the Shastram do? The knower knows everything. Knower knows the external world of objects. Knower knows this body. Knower knows this sense organs. Knower these organs of actions. Knower knows this mind. Knower knows the nearest mind. Understand? Knower knows everything. Knower, knower, knower. But who am I, the knower? I want to know. Words of Shastra come as the mirror. They reflect the Swarup of the knower. Understand? These are words of the Shastram are like the mirror. They reflect the reality, the knower reality. How the words reveal the reality in terms of reality in terms of nature, swarupam. That's why Shastra Pramanam is like the mirror, isn't it? You understand. And here you understand what? So, when you understand your own swarupam, being reflected by the words of the Shastra, understand? As if they reflected. Who is the knower of the knower? When Shastra Pramana, the mirror of the words, the mirror in the form of the words of the Shastram, when they unfolded, when they reflect, understand now, reveal the nature of the reality, who is the knower, who is the one who understands the Swarup of the knower? You. The knower of the knower also you. The knower of the known also is you. And you, knower, are the Kashi, Sakashika, Sakashi. In the knower Kashi, the known Kashi shining. And the one by whom this Kashi, the knower Kashi, the knower of the knower, the knower of the known, the absolute knower, Kashi is known by whom? He, by him, Kashi has been reached. சா காஷி ஞாத்தா ஏன தேன பிராப்தா காஷிகா. அந்த காஷி எவனொருவனால் அறியப்பட்டதோ அவனால் இந்த காஷி அடையப்பட்டது. டோன்ட் வரி, யூ டிட்ன்ட் மிஸ் எனிதிங். இட்ஸ் ஓன்லி ஃபார் சம். எனிவே, ஐ ஹாவ் டு செல் சம்திங் லிட்டில் மோர் தட் ஐ வாண்ட் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். There's no way of, isn't it? Seeing the eyes can never see the original eyes. Eyes can see. The seer is none other than the eyes. The only seer is the eyes, isn't it? And his eyes can see themselves. Not the original ones. Their own, some reflection. Seeing the reflection of the eyes, eyes can see themselves. So seer of the seen, seer of the seer is the only seer. Is what is knower of the known, the knower of the knower is the only knower. The knower alone is there as the known. That is another biggest, another big, okay, mind-blowing fact is what? The knower alone is there as the known. How? Illuminator light is in the form of the illumined existence enjoyed by the illumined opaque thing. My sentence is grammatically correct. Do you see that? Kashi Panchakam, don't take it for granted. Huh? It is a tiny, small 5 verses. Now, even the teaching of mind was so bright. You know, I can't sleep now. Because continuously I had to be seeing just to say what it is. That is why now I can understand when people come and ask me. Now I think, understand how Swamiji must have felt when people used to go and ask him. Swamiji, have you seen God? Have you seen God? Because they think they ask big questions again. Because Vivekananda went and asked Paramahamsa. And he said, yeah, of course I see God as I see you now. Mm-hmm. Now you can understand the answer, isn't it? Why his answer, what was, why his answer was what? You understand now. So people also come and ask. Because they think they're all Mahatmas, Swamiji. By him, because he jokes and he simply, I think, to know the depth of the vision of the person, you must have the same depth of the vision. Otherwise, seeing the person's day-to-day activities, he talks to other people, politicians come and sit here, they eat his head sometimes because he has to give suggestions. Like, ordinary, you know, the worldly vivahara also he has to support. Then, oh, he cannot be having jnanam, you know. So people have their own ideas. People, the people think jnanam is someone must be sitting like this. The person is bubbling life, lot of, you know, helping those people and helping these people, teaching. You see, people cannot see. They have their own wrong ideas, isn't it? That's why jnani's life is exact. Jnani lives life like any ajnani, no doubt. The only difference is what? There is no internal afflictedness. Internal doesn't get afflicted. There's a freedom, is the inner freedom is not disturbed. That is how jnani is successful. See, you have to understand this much to see, to appreciate, isn't it? So, now in the light of this teaching, you can see why people are Ramana Maharshi, how they were there, isn't it? Because the person does not value what is perceived in front of him as real. the attention is fixed in something real. Attention is not taken away. That is why sometimes it's like staring. You have to pay attention now to something else. Then you can see something else like this. We can't understand the meaning of it. What is staring means, isn't it? In the light of this teaching, you can see. Attention gets fixed in, isn't it? What is? So attention is not taken from there. All these interpretations are possible in light of the teaching. Anyway, that's why there's no abstract fact than this. This is the subtlest fact, most abstract fact to be understood. In understanding which, your individuality will be resolved cognitively, so that you can take ownership of freedom, which is already there. So you can memorize these verses. But this fourth verse I have to explain to you. Tomorrow I'll do it. Kashyam hi kashate kashi. Kashyam hi kashate kashi. Kashi sarva prakashika. Kashi sarva prakashika. Sa kashi vidita yena. Sa kashi vidita yena. Tena prapta hi kashika. Prapta hi kashika. What he briefly says is, if you know your swarupam, if you know who you are, you have gone to, your Kashi Yatra is over. If you do not know who you are, then even if you go to Kashi, still you have not gone to Kashi. Okay? That's why, if the Kashi, even the Tirthatham, there's a beautiful word in Sanskritam, pilgrimage. The pilgrimage in English, I don't know what it conveys exactly. Kshetratanam. Adha Tirthatanam. You say Tirthatanam or Kshetratanam? Tirtham, Tirtha Kshetram. Tirtham means all holy places. Why is holy? It purifies you. What is holy? That which is pure, that which is capable of purifying you is holy. Holy, holy means, why you call something holy? What is holy about the place? That which is pure, that which cannot be polluted, that which purifies you is holy. So Tirtham, Tirthayati means purifies, that's why Tirtham. The water, is it, offered to Bhagavan, and after chanting the mantra, sanctified with the mantra, Tirtham. The river Ganga is Tirtham, Yamuna is Tirtham, Kaveri is Tirtham. Any river for us in India is Tirtham. The place is Tirtham, Tirtha Kshetra. That's why even Jains call Tirthankara. Tirthankara. So all aspects of Hinduism, the dharma is so conscious of dharma, very clear about dharma. That is why they're all able to. The ahimsa being considered as the exalt of the dharmas, isn't it? Values, is strictly followed by any mahatma, any school of thought which had its origin in India. Dharma is important. That is the closeness, even though differences are there. So, Tirtham. So, Kashi is a Tirtha Kshetra, purifying place. because it symbolizes absolutely purifying, absolutely the holiest of everything is the reality. Brahma Vastu, Sad Vastu. If you have discovered yourself, you have gone to Kashi. You have not discovered yourself, still you have traveled all the way to Kashi. Is it? You had darshan of Kavishwanatha, still you have not gone to Kashi. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.